Blackstone Audio presents Let's Face It, 90 Years of Living, Loving, and Learning by Kirk Douglas. This book is dedicated to my grandchildren, Cameron, Kelsey, Ryan, Tyler, Dylan, Karis, and Jason. Love, Pappy. Foreword by Jack Valenti. Kirk Douglas is the last surviving Hollywood global superstar, not counting a much younger Clint Eastwood. These bigger-than-life characters reigned from the late 1930s to the early 1970s. Even now, their films on TV, cable, and DVD still appeal to people from all countries and cultures. I have known Kirk since 1963. You do the arithmetic. After I became part of the film industry in 1966, Kirk and I bonded in a deep, loving, and loyal friendship that has resisted erosion. Let's Face It, Kirk says it's his last book, but don't count on that, is sadness wrapped in humor inside a precious box of memories. Kirk's life has been a journey of fame only a tiny few are ever permitted to take. As Kirk has moved through 9 decades of living, so many of those who were his collaborators and friends, famous names and faces with whom he shared exciting and amusing times, are gone. The memories remain. He shares many of them in this book. Kirk does it all with a melancholy dipped in a soft, subtle wit. Suddenly you finish a sentence and you're smiling, if not laughing out loud. Despite Kirk's many collisions with disaster, a mid-air crash between his chopper and a small plane that caused him to fall 100 feet to earth, a stroke that almost robbed him of his voice, a pacemaker that keeps pumping, his sense of humor is robustly intact. So is his passion. Kirk is still capable of outrage over the follies and stupidities of the human race. I am so proud of my longtime friend. Kirk and his wife Anne and my wife Mary Margaret and I have traveled the world together. Wherever we go, in faraway places with strange-sounding names, he is recognized, embraced, and lauded. Even after all my years in the movie world, I am still astounded by Kirk's power to stir the affections of ordinary people. It is a miraculous power, and he wields it with grace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?